You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There's a drive left center, trouble on the run, and Pete Crow Armstrong makes a sensational catch. Unbelievable. He came out of nowhere. It was a liner more toward left than it was toward center. I had my eye on Ian Happ running at the last second. Pete Crow Armstrong flew into my vision, and he made a diving catch. What a play.
I don't know what shoes he's wearing, but they got to be sizzling hot as fast as he was moving.
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
That ball was launched by Pete Crow Armstrong. It hit halfway up the video board. And right, an absolute, no doubt, blast.
His 19th of the year. It's a big insurance run in this eighth inning as the Cubs now lead 5-3.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's a video show. It's a movie starring PCA, PC All-Star. That is great stuff from
PC
the broadcast.
Awesome. It was PC awesome.
it was.
It's fun to get carried away.
Incredible.
It's easy to get carried away with Pete Crow Armstrong this year. I don't know how they do this, Mully, but they do measure everything now. The metrics are able to break down just how far Pete Crow Armstrong traveled when he was making that catch. He sprinted to his right. He covered 69 feet in 3.8 seconds. And per Statcast, his jump was 9.6 feet above average, and the catch probability, 5%. There was only a 5% chance, according to StatCast, that he was going to make that catch. Nearly impossible, but nothing is impossible with Pete Crow Armstrong, I guess. That's the takeaway. Wow. So he did it in the field, then he would do it at the plate. 452-foot home run.
What are the odds he was going to hit that homer?
I don't know. Let me see.
5%.
Do they have that?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. He's defying all the odds. I thought we would get this year a version of Pete Crow Armstrong that was breakout center fielder, dependable everyday speedster, little pop in the bat, excellent defense. I did not think that we were going to get a guy who on June 18th, according to Fangraphs, has the highest WAR in baseball along with Shohei Ohtani. When you think of it in those terms, it's absurd how fast he has become one of the best players in the sport.
Well, that's how he does everything, right?
Everything fast.
He had about a 5% chance to become one of the best players.
Can StatCast measure that?
Exactly.
How fast he has achieved superstardom?
Very funny.
I don't think there's a metric for that.
312-644-6767. Keith is in Shorewood. Hey, Keith.
Gentlemen, good morning. So I have 2 points. The first point is just a comparison of this year's team to last year's team. And then the second point is, I don't know if you guys realize, but the Cubs are about to reach a very important number in their season, and I'll explain that in a second. Just the fact that you got two superstars in this lineup, you know, really goes a long way. But when you look at last year against this year, you have the bottom of the order carrying the top of the order. You have pitching one day, starting pitching one day, carrying, you know, the team if they don't have the offense. And then for the majority of the season, you've had the offense just carry, you know, the pitching when it's needed to be. The Cubs have solved their relieving issue with teams.
Yes, they got a bullpen.
So just a comparison against last year when you had none of that.
Yep.
And, you know, it's easy to state to say that that's the difference, but it really is the difference. Regarding the number I'm looking at, I've been paying attention to this number for a long time. The Cubs are getting very close to the point where, and I don't want them to do this, but they're getting very close to the point in their season where they can play 500 ball pretty soon and still get to 90 wins. They're almost to the halfway point, and, you know, I always pay attention to those last 80 games. What happens if the Cubs go 500? What would that do? Well, they'll be over 90 wins very soon if they continue doing that. More than likely, they're not going to go to a 500 thing, but it's really important from a fan standpoint not to get caught up in the – I mean, baseball is an ebbs and flow thing. You know, the teams are going to lose 3 games or 4 games in a row. You don't want them to lose more than that. But overall, the Cubs can at some point afford to be 500 and still make the playoffs. I'd prefer they win the division. I prefer they go over 100 wins like everybody else.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
Good phone call.
It is a good phone call.
But if this first half of the season has done anything, it's that I hope that it's raised expectations to the point where winning the division, nice, but not enough. What you've done in this season, the way that Kyle Tucker, the way that Pete Crow-Armstrong, the way that this lineup has performed at times in stretches, and the teams, the good teams that they beat early on out of the gate, what it has done, I think, is it's kind of reconfigured what you want to get out of 2025.
Oh, it's totally raised your expectations for what this season can be.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about, it's now kind of in Jed's hands as to what this season can be. They do need more. They're a really good team, as he points out. But they do need – this should be – the moves now should be about winning the World Series.
That's the way you have to think
of
it.
That is the way you have to look at it.
If you approach it like Jed Hoyer should approach it, and I think he is. He knows that.
I think he knows.
I think what happened is that we got caught up on the way last season ended, Craig Counsell's first year, and then his pointed comments about – maybe directed toward Jed Hoyer, maybe not. With him, you just don't know. About being, you got to be a 90-win team. You got to be a 90-win team. Did he say that at the convention or during spring training? Whenever it was the off season. It set the stage for this season. And so we went into this season thinking, well, 90 wins will do it in the Central.
Look.
But they're better than that.
We talked about it on June 1. I forget who wrote the story, but there was a story out there that when you are leading your division on June 1st, believe it or not, you are much more likely than not to win the division. And in fact, every team but Seattle did that a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every division winner was in charge of their division by then. What's happened since then? Since then, they're now 17 games over 500. Since then, they've got a larger lead in their division.
Since then, you stopped thinking about comparing yourself to the Brewers.
Exactly.
And started comparing yourself to the Dodgers.
And that's less than 3 weeks later.
Yeah. And baseball is fleeting, and it's a funny game. It can be very humbling to look in 3 weeks if they start to slide, and you look at what we were saying on June 18th. But this doesn't look like that team that's going to lose steam because they have so many different options and weapons in their offensive lineup. And also the pitching looks like it's in the bullpen built to last.
It does.
They're pushing
really
the right buttons.
Well. No
and last
question.
Night, Ben Brown went 5, and then they turned the ball over to Cabrera, Keller, Theobar, and Palencia. You didn't need Ryan Pressly. And so you have a pretty dependable bullpen that gives you 4 good innings, and Ben Brown gives up 2 runs in 5, 2 earned runs, and you feel pretty good about the outing.
That, you know, Ben Brown quietly had a really good game. It was quiet because he gave up a couple runs early because they trailed, and because he wasn't like overwhelming with his stuff. But you know what? That's a good start. That is a very good start. Dead solid. It's not like he blew up or anything.
He needed
like that.
It though, didn't he?
Oh,
he definitely needed
but
it.
But he's getting more of those. He is. I think since the manager kind of said it's got to be better, it's been better.
I like the way that Craig Counsell has handled Ben Brown specifically. And it's like what you respect about Craig Counsell is that he does understand, obviously, but it appears that he's very good at dealing with players and talking about players publicly in ways that are specific to that player. It's not the same approach.
Yes.
So Ben Brown might need a little bit of tough love or maybe be called out or be reminded publicly and maybe privately, hey, this is a big start. That's not good enough. And you want to stay here? You got to do this. You got to do that. And even the praise for PCA, I thought last year there were times where Craig Counsell was maybe grudgingly talking about PCA's traits or positive things that he brought because he hadn't earned that kind of praise yet. This year, he's not over the top, but for Craig Counsell, he's effusive.
I got to tell you, that performance from PCA last night, that little movie within the game where all of a sudden he makes this unbelievable defensive play. He hits this home run into the video board.
He is the natural.
Where all of a sudden, even the manager, I don't know
even
that he
the
could,
manager.
I don't know that he would have said stuff like that a year ago, but he was impressed.
Well, I think that
Craig Counsell, that as you say, that's effusive for him.
For him.
That guy was like, wow, now that's a hell of a game.
Well, in any sport, but especially baseball lifers are reluctant to be too over the top with compliments or be too positive until a guy has earned his spot and maybe he deserves it. And last year, I think you could make the argument that Pete Crow Armstrong, there were times where maybe he acted a little bit more like he had arrived before he had actually arrived. And that's part of his confidence and that's part of his cockiness. But now he certainly has backed it up. And I think you're seeing guys unafraid to say, whether it's, I think even the tone of the conversation with teammates who are on this station, Ian Happ, Nico Horner, there's a respect level that they talk about Pete Crow Armstrong with. And you forget he's 23 years old.
He's hit a different level in his career.
Yes, already.
At the age of 23.
He has. And that's what last night on the marquee broadcast, they were definitely talking about PCA because he was the flavor of the night.
The crowd was chanting his name again, right? I mean, it's not like, I think anybody who watched noticed. And anybody who watched, as you say, that whether it's the broadcast, like, wow, like, look at what we're looking at here. You know, I mean, how long have the Cubs broadcast team been around? When you hear Pat talk about the things that he's saying.
Starring in his own movie.
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
Pat's seen a lot of movies.
That's the Hall of Famer.
He's seen a lot of movies.
Who's sat through thousands of games. And he's with Ron Coomer, who's baseball lifer, been involved in the sport his entire life, for the love of God. Both of those guys are moved by it and are commenting on it. You got the manager who is, just the least effusive guy there is out there. And for Craig Counsell, it was like the guy went wolf on you.
Texter's coming in, 630. I'm 63 years old, been watching the Cubs my entire life, and he's already the best defensive center fielder we've had hands down. 847, PCA is a superstar, point blank. Then here's 312. How many segments are you guys going to be gushing about PCA?
It was a pretty good game, and he had a pretty good outing, and he had one of the better innings you're ever going to see.
And come on. Last year, what did we say all season long and into the winter? The Cubs need a star. They lack a star.
They've
got their star now.
This is why I got triggered by the question yesterday, which was, whether because PCA has taken a step forward, are the Cubs less likely to pay Kyle Tucker? Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that should be the way they approach it.
I didn't know that triggered you.
I think it did trigger me. Because you got rid of Bellinger. You saved the money from that. I think they need to have more than one four-war player in their lineup. That's what we talked about last year. At the end of the year, we're like, what, they got to have a five-war player, a four-war player.
It shouldn't change their approach, Mully, but I think it makes you feel a little bit more less. It's less catastrophic if they lose Tucker.
I understand that thinking, but now then you're in a spot where what are you? Are you the Kansas City Royals? Where you got one great player and you're going to pay one player and then you're going to try to put it around him. Whereas you got a team like the Dodgers, where you got three or four.
No,
of those
that's fair, and I think that you can definitely find ways to have both. And with PCA, I don't know that you want to wait too long before you strike a deal with him to keep him around for the long term.
Why would he? Do that. I mean, I understand. He's 23. He can.
Why would he sign something?
If you were his agent, mm-hmm. would you say to him, "Hey, you know, sign a contract, get some big money, and you can sell off these years," or would you say to him, "Just play it out"?
I would let him play it out this season. In the off season, I would want to get a deal done because I would want to protect myself against the possibility of an injury, which I think you're always going to be concerned about. That could derail any sort of path to superstardom. So I think you'd want to, if you have an opportunity to provide that kind of nine-figure security, you would probably be inclined to do that.
I think that Kyle Tucker is a guy that you know what you're getting every year mm-hmm. from him. PCA, we don't know what you're getting every year.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Maybe it's going to be better. But I'm saying
PCA's emergence does not change Kyle Tucker's value.
Well, but that's kind of what the implication was when we asked the question.
The implication is that if
that you no longer need to pay him the kind of money he has coming because you've got PCA.
Well, it makes it easier to absorb the loss. You're in a much better situation if you have to accept that reality. Sometimes these free agent decisions are out of your control. I mean, no matter how much money you offer, somebody's inclined to pick another team.
But you got to offer that money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you think that having him on your roster means you won't have to offer him as much money as he's going to get offered elsewhere, then you're acknowledging you're going to lose the guy. Because
I think you have to acknowledge that.
But with the Bregman deal, they acknowledged that they weren't willing to pay him, whether the people were willing to pay him. So they, boom, that money is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have a big enough organization and make enough money they can afford to have a couple of stars on their team. And this is a lot of fun watching the Cubs with two 4-WAR plus 5-WAR players over the course of a season. And it's fun to win, and it's fun to watch it. And if you are better and you have more payroll than anyone else, why not use it? Why not flex a little bit and stay competitive for more than a year?
630, I don't know if I'm buying this. I live next door to PCA's grandmother. I can hear her yelling and cheering all the time. Really? I want details, 630.
I'm sure there's a lot of Cub fans
that act like
you know, his grandma, right? Right. I mean,
everyone's yelling at the TV.
If you're a fan of sports, the guy excites you.
Yes.
He makes you jump off the couch. He makes you high five who's ever next to you.
Even Pat Murphy likes the blue-haired kid. He's not having blue hair anymore.
If anyone knows blue-haired people that are cheering PCA, be sure to text in or give us a shout.
I love that idea of PCA's grandmother yelling and cheering at the television, but I just don't know if I want to buy anonymous texts or telling us that.
Does she do it quickly? Is she a fast cheerer?
StatCast says that she jumps off her couch quicker than any other grandma in town.
There's only a 5% chance that there's another granny that could jump higher.
That's exactly right. All the numbers, all the stats, all of the metrics. The guy called on the line. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Mully and Haas Show.
Tell us
about PCA's grandma.
My name is Hugh.
Okay, Hugh. And you know PCA's grandma?
I do. Nancy. Yeah, Nancy Armstrong.
And you can hear her yelling. Have you called the cops on her yet?
No, I have not. But, you know, I'm being a little overspoken maybe, but we have fun talking. I can hear her. We sit on the porch together. We watch the game, so it's a lot of fun with her.
So her son is Pete's dad?
That's right. He grew up in Oswego.
That's great. That's really a lot of fun. She's got to be very proud of her grandson.
Oh, you should see this woman. I showed her the PCA's rookie card. And the first thing she said to me was, don't even ask. I said, what do you mean? She goes, don't even ask me to have him sign it. But she's not doing so well right now. So, yeah, keep her in her thoughts. Keep her in her thoughts.
We'll do that. Thank you very much for
that's
calling,
great,
Hugh.
Buddy. Thank
Nancy
you.
Armstrong, PCA's grandma. That's Nate.
I want to get that rookie card. I think could be worth something someday.
You got to get it signed.
I know.
Dustin could make that happen. Dustin could go into the clubhouse and just say, hey, I'm the guy that predicted you would be a superstar when nobody else was believing in you. Yeah. Can you sign this for me, please?
And laughed at, mocked. Laughed at and mocked.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
laughed at and mocked. Not necessarily by you, by the texters, you know, right. By guys like you, guys like 630-847.
I'd like to. I'm glad that Hugh called.
Asked and answered.
That's great. That's very interesting.
I worry about you because you're often like kind of laughed at and mocked because you come up with some goofy ideas. Do you think now that all your ideas should not be laughed at or mocked?
Oh no! Keep on laughing. Keep on going.
All right. Because some of those are by design, right? Some of your outrageous comments are.
I would say you've mentioned this before. I would say I'd put it at probably 89%.
Yeah.
I am owning 89%.
Okay, that's ridiculous. I'm gonna mock that. 89%.
89%. Absolutely.
Not quite 90.
Not quite 90, but not 80.
No, but I mean, Dustin is not an idiot. He understands that if you say something very strongly, it resonates more with people. So he will take like a small thought.
He understands
and then,
radio.
And then pound it in order to generate more interest and to get us fired up. A lot of what he's doing is trying to trigger us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it, buddy. There's nothing like getting up in the morning, coming in, and having a guy just poke you. Like
speaking of getting
bear.
People triggered, Bruce is next.
Yes, Bruce Levine. Why? Wait, Bruce triggers people?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to trigger
Saturday
you?
Saturday mornings, 9 to 11.
All right. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great man himself. Bruce Levine joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Which name do you like better, the California Comet or Death to Flying Things, which was a nickname used for a couple baseball players in the late 1800s.
I have no idea what the second one is, so let's go with California Comet, Bruce.
I kind of like Death to Flying
no.
Things. Yeah, it just sounds like...
It was considered the most one of the first and most popular nicknames back when baseball was being invented, when I started reporting back in that.
Yeah. Did you call it the nickname?
It's unbelievable, yeah. Really. I mean, one PCA is not enough, right? So the Score needs to have a nickname contest, right? For
how about the
more
dome?
Nicknames for him. The what?
The Dome.
The Dome, okay.
It's Death to Flying Things.
Okay.
It's like an air defense system.
No, it's unbelievable to watch. I think that 5-minute period there last night in the eighth inning was something sensational that the people in the ballpark, the 38,700 or so, will all look back at as one of the more memorable regular season moments they can remember.
So, Bruce, if you're talking history, finish the sentence. Pete Crow Armstrong has a chance to be the best Cubs outfielder since?
Sammy Sosa.
Hmm.
I mean, again, all around, are you talking about all around
yes,
outfielder?
Absolutely.
You'd have to go back in history. I mean, there's.
But Sosa's a good measuring stick because you're talking about MVP caliber player.
He was a great player on the championship teams in the early 1900s, Frank Wildfire Schulte. Okay, a guy that had 20 homers, 20 triples. 20 doubles. The guy was fantastic for that era, but there's not enough superlatives for him right now. Council, who doesn't throw around compliments all that much, said after the game last night, you guys heard it, read it, have seen it now. He's the best center fielder that he's ever seen. The quality of play in center field he's had in the 72 or 73 games, highest quality he's ever watched.
I mean, I'm off the top of my head, Billy Williams, like someone who is a well-rounded game that,
Billy was the greatest hitter, but he didn't, defense wasn't close to what Pete Crow Armstrong does.
What's interesting, too, that as great as he is in Chicago and around the league, and you look at the numbers, with Ohtani doing what he's doing at the plate and on the mound and with Aaron Judge, he could be the best player who never wins an MVP.
there's no question about it. I mean, the guy so the Cubs have not had a 40 home run hitter in 20 years, right? Derek Lee was the last Cub to hit 40 home runs or more. So this is, it's not something that happens every day. Sosa did it numerous times for numerous reasons, but the idea that this guy could have 40 and, it's a 40-50 year that he's probably looking at right now. I mean, that's unbelievable. But just when you look at the baseball plays that he makes and, the energy that he brings, Ben Brown had a great quote after his start. He said, watching Pete and his energy level is like watching somebody play twice as many games. 324 games because of the fact that he just does things that other people can't.
It is. It's pretty astounding that we were talking about it, and you are so right. You know, Craig Counsell not given to really showing major enthusiasm about something on a day-to-day basis. Pat and Ron, the way they called that, Pat saying it's like we're watching a movie and he's starring in it. Like, though, the combination of that defensive play and the home run and the distance of it was an incredible moment in this season, and the kind of thing that you'll look back on as a sort of representative of what kind of year he's had.
Yeah, it's a Roy Hobbs thing, right? I mean, it doesn't look real when it's happening, even though I'm there, you know, lucky enough to be in the dugout waiting for those games to end. In real time, you look at it and you go, no, this type of output and this type of season doesn't happen very often. So, you know, projecting him, you know, his great career, all those things, put that aside. Just try to enjoy the moments that he's bringing right now to the Chicago Cubs baseball fans.
Well, yeah, because it's more than just PCA, as great as he is. You talked to Kyle Tucker on the field after the game, Bruce, and he had three hits. And Suzuki comes up with a big three-run homer that changed that game last night. He's been clutch. It seems like when he homers, PCA homers, and overshadows him a little bit. This is a team that is as rounding into shape and as complete as any in the National League right now.
It's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up, David, because I talked to Suzuki after the game, and I asked him, you know, obviously through the interpreter, why is it different now? Why is he continually hitting balls harder than just about anybody, not on the Cubs, but in baseball? And his answer was, this year I finally decided not to protect myself against strikeouts. I'm just going to go and try to hit the ball as hard as I can. Just take my swings, attack balls early in the counts, and you're seeing the results. You know, if it wasn't for players on his own team overshadowing him, as you guys put it very well, this guy, would be talked about in MVP level type season that he's having, but. Nonetheless, it's a fun team to watch. They win in so many different ways. I don't know how many times we've talked about that. You know, the great defense. You know, they're not scoring a ton of runs right now. Wrigley was set up to hit home runs last night weather-wise for maybe the second or third time all year, and it was just electrifying to watch the entire game.
And Bruce, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, this idea that, you know, Rafael Devers, you had to trade him. They ran into a problem. There were issues in the clubhouse because they signed someone else and they moved him out of the position he was playing. And he became a DH and didn't take to it. And then you look at what Suzuki's done and you wonder, did they explain it to him? Did he just accept it and move on? Like, how could one guy go through that and become a better player and almost a better teammate as a result and still play in the outfield when you needed him, whereas the other guy is now on another team?
He's the anti-Devers.
Well, I mean, he is. I'm just saying you can appreciate that.
I'll take Devers. Give me six or seven.
Oh, I know. He's a great player. But yeah. I'm just saying that Saya handled that with more aplomb.
I think it's a great question, and the answer is outstanding communication from Hoyer down, outstanding communication with Counsell and his coaches to explain the situation, make him feel that role was important and that he wouldn't permanently be a DH. He would be considered in the outfield. That wasn't a lie. It might have been an excuse at that time to make sure that they got him to that position, but it's turned out perfectly, as you guys describe. And the idea that he accept more than accepted it, because his outfield play has been, rather good. Maybe not superlative, but it's been good when he's been out there. It hasn't been noticeable when things went wrong like it did a couple of years ago. So the guy's a baseball player. We just have to look at him that way and go, this isn't just a Japanese player coming over and trying to play in the major leagues. he's an outstanding ball player, and he's doing an awful lot of good things for the Cubs.
So tonight the Cubs can win the series. They're 17 games over 500. Good matchup tonight.
End the season now, David.
I'm not ending the season now.
Yeah, it's time. You know, go ahead.
What's time for what?
I mean, it's just, you know, it can't get any better than it is right now.
It can't. It's going to get better. It's going to continue to get better. Jameson Taillon's going to go out into the mound tonight and then shut down the Brewers, and then you're going to interview him and ask him nice questions, unlike you did Saturday when you threw me under the bus.
Oh, I've been thinking about that since Saturday.
Yeah, I
felt very bad and very good about that since that time.
Asking Jameson Taillon about, the morning show guys have been talking about how many home run balls
you've
been giving up.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I said David.
You said David. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You meant me specifically. You let Molly off the hook.
Well, the one that said, we can't have these seven home runs in two games.
Nonetheless, Jameson Taillon pitching well lately. Jacob Mizorowski, the young phenom for the Brewers tonight, who the Cubs haven't seen. What do you expect tonight at Wrigley?
More electricity. You know, just it's unbelievable every night. You know, they're putting 40,000 people in there. It doesn't matter whether it's a Tuesday night or a Thursday night. You know, it's the place to be right now. So the crowds are electric, and so is the performances. Again, it's really the greatest show on earth right now on the north side at Wrigley Field. It's really fun to be a part of. You know, as a reporter, you can't wait to get to the ballpark and be a part of it. That's how you feel. And look, I've done it for a million years, but I feel like it's the first time I've ever reported, and it's the greatest thing to report. It's a lot of fun to be a part of this right now and watch the Cubs play, even though we're not even halfway through the season.
You've discovered the fountain. It's winning.
The fountain of winning.
The fountain of winning. So, Bruce, you know, is there a chance that it's going to rain? I saw the weather report.
It's supposed to be done by 5.
Oh, it is going to be done by 5? Because it said there's a 100% chance of rain today. That's a pretty high percentage.
Let me check with the arthritis in my right foot. I would say within 3 hours, you're going to have a downpour, but be gone before the beginning of the game.
You'll have a skip in your step tonight, Bruce. Keep up the good
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely. All right, guys.
Thank
have
you,
a great
buddy.
Day.
That's great stuff. That's Bruce Levine. He does a great job. How about that? He talked to Kyle Tucker yesterday after the game. Then he talked to Suzuki. I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, you're out there, and that's why the way he describes it, there's enthusiasm, there's energy at the ballpark. And in that way, Molly, I do think it's reminiscent of 2016.
Yes.
It's 2016 you knew from the get-go after the 2015 season, this could be something special. Not saying this team is going to go out and win the World Series or even be as good as that one was, but it's the same type of vibe and atmosphere.
What can you give me a quote from Joe on PCA? If Joe Madden were here, what would he be saying? I think it would be more colorful than what Craig Counsell said.
That
was about as colorful as a Craig Counsell.
Yeah,
comment.
But Joe was more effusive by nature, and he was more entertaining,
more optimistic.
And he was a glass half full. He was a glass overflowing guy.
Yes,
Craig Counsell. The reason it resonates like it does is because he does seem to ration his compliments.
So Joe was more empty praise. If I'm hearing
no, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. I miss Joe Madden. I think Joe Madden was so much fun to cover for those years that he was in town, that I do kind of am curious now, what would he say on a regular basis, and how would he describe Pete Crow Armstrong?
He go, God go. It's not just we, it is controlling of the universe somehow.
I think that Pete Crow Armstrong might remind Joe of somebody that he managed in Midland, Texas.
Respect 90.
Back in the day.
All right. We've got so much more. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you thinking about what happens when shoulder returns? He's kind of getting close.
Yeah, it's... whatever it is, you know, Jed and Carter make those decisions, and I'm just grateful to be a part of the team today, and just gotta keep putting on work to be a part of the team in the future, and whatever that decision is what it is.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It looks as if Shota will be back next week, right?
Good.
Maybe a week from today.
Good. Yes, sooner the better. It's been long enough. Not that that's a criticism of anything, but you have done what you have done as a Cub team 17 games over now without a guy that we have referred to routinely as the ace.
Yeah,
it's remarkable what they've been able to achieve without him. So the sooner he comes back, the better. And Ben Brown sounded like somebody who was, I think, accepting of the reality that could be ahead for him. My sense is that one of either Ben Brown or Colin Ray are going to have to assume a bullpen role or a bulk inning role or something that is different from the role they are in currently. Maybe not. Maybe they will. I would find it a surprise if they go away from using Cade Horton every fifth day. At some point in time, maybe you'll have to spread out the days right between starts. I don't know if you're at that point yet.
You're going to eventually go to a six-man rotation?
Well, you could. I mean, it depends on what you do before the deadline. Depends on who else is in the rotation. Depends how quickly Sandy Alcantara arrives. I don't think somebody like that, not him. Not the Jim Bowden deal. Goodness sakes.
I mean, you're probably going to end up getting Savale as kind of another guy.
You are really on him.
No, I'm just trying to get him traded.
I don't think he's going to the Cubs.
No.
I think they will have bigger aspirations.
He knows the division.
He does know the division.
They have bigger aspirations, but you just for a short-term thing, you have him.
They've got enough guys like that. That's the point, is that Ben Brown and...
You think Ben Brown's that disposable?
Ben Brown's not that disposable. I don't think Savali's in play. I don't think he's somebody the Cubs. Ben Brown, what to do with him? He still has value. I find it interesting that, you know, when he's good, he's really, really good. And when he's bad, he can be, you know, he can pitch you out of the game in the first inning. And so last night was not the case. He was better in the first inning, and he went five and gave up two runs. And he's
pretty good.
He's been pretty good against Milwaukee specifically. He's 2-0 now, lifetime, and three career starts against the Brewers. And he has struck out 19 and 18 innings against the Brew Crew. That's pretty good.
Did you see the thing on the Marquee Network where they had the T-shirt that his wife bought him? First of all, he's like 25 years old and a married man. Mm-hmm. But his wife, apparently they grew up Cub fans. She went to a game at Wrigley and bought him a T-shirt. And it's a pretty cool, like, throwback kind of T-shirt. And he was like, I'm with the Phillies. What am I going to do with this? And so he stored it in his parents' home. And they said that after he got traded, he dug up the T-shirt and he keeps it in his locker, which I think is hilarious.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a really neat story.
It was really cool.
And Ben Brown for David Robertson, you talk about a trade that looks like it would really worked out for the Cubs. That's one of them. So what we saw last night was, you know, we heard Jed Hoyer in the afternoon. We've heard a lot from Jed Hoyer lately. But Ben Brown and PCA starring are two examples of two guys who were pretty good trades for the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know, Javi Baez and David Robertson brought you PCA and Ben Brown in return. I think he also sounds and understands that in the midst of this special season, whatever role he needs to play, he willingly will accept it.
Let's get to Wayne. Wayne is in Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Molly. Hey, David. Hey, guys, David's famous, man. I want to congratulate you, David. You're on the front page of the Journal Courier and on the second page here. David Hall was nominated by his high school, North Judson St. Pierre, and Coach Brett Lambert. Hall finished his prep career as state's all-time leading receiver while also grabbing 26 interceptions. He went on to earn all-conference honors as safety at Ball State.
What
his master's degree.
Is this today's paper?
Today's paper, Journal Courier, Lafayette Journal Courier. And he lives in Cherryville. He's on the radio. He's famous on the radio. And now he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, the State Hall of Fame. So
I thought you were already in the Hall of Fame.
You and Grody are Hall of Fame members.
Yes, Mark Grody is a Hall of Famer. Yeah,
Illinois State Hall of Famer. Yeah,
you guys are on a team, man.
Thank you, Wayne.
Congratulations, Dave, man. You're the best, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for
calling.
Didn't
you go in with Tommy John?
That was that was a different Hall of Fame.
Oh, another Hall of Fame for Mr. David.
Yeah. Sunday in Lafayette, he's referring to the official Indiana Football Hall of Fame is having a function in Lafayette.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Gosh, you know, we need someone to call up and tell us about it because David doesn't like bragging.
Wayne's our guy.
Can we get a copy of that paper sent
maybe,
this way?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't subscribe to the Lafayette Courier Journal, but
Too bad my road trip through there wasn't
What are you doing, man?
It could have been today.
Yeah. What are you doing?
The early, early. Maybe if I would have known, I could have pulled over to a Circle K for the early edition.
All right.
Circle K.
We got Ozzie next. We're going to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and it's Mully and Haw on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.